So the Daily Mail had a series of parenting advice from experts, but I didn't really care what they had to say. I'm more interested in what you would do.
Okay.
Okay, so you're a parent. You have two young boys.
Mm-hmm.
So here's scenario number one. When you check the liquor cupboard, you notice the level of some of the bottles has gone down.
Been there, done that.
Oh, really?
Recently.
Tell me.
Now, I had moonshine like a month later. It was almost half gone. And I know, I mean, it could have been I was on Ambien and I was thirsty. I don't know. So I really don't want to blame the kids, but it could have been.
Of course it was your kids. It wasn't you on Ambien.
It could have been. You never know. I could have been there on Ambien late at night going, I really want moonshine. That's what I want right now.
But you would have had a hangover. You would have felt some repercussion. A glass would have been there. Mm-hmm. Your kids were drinking the moonshine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sorry to tell you that.
No,
Okay. Scenario number two. You find porn on your youngest son's phone.
I guarantee it's on there right now. I mean, I'm saying if I was a teenage boy and I had an iPhone.
Yeah, of course.
There would be nothing but porn on my iPhone. There's nothing but porn on my iPhone now. So, yeah, if he didn't have porn on his phone, there's no way there's not.
Okay, but the thing is, 53% of boys and 39% of girls think porn portrays sex realistically, according to studies. So wouldn't you want to have a conversation with him where you'd say, like, look, porn's different than real sex?
No, because you should strive for that. I mean, you just find a girl that will do all that. Why isn't it not real?
Because the pizza delivery guys just deliver pizza in real life.
It happens.
They don't deliver pizza and then come in and service you and four of your friends.
It might. I don't know.
Besides, you know, pizza delivery guys, they make their money on getting to the next person fast. So they got to hand you your pizza and split. They don't have time to stay there and have sex with four women.
I'll waste the $4. I'll give up the next tip.
All right. Here's scenario number three. Now, my girlfriend's having this issue right now. Her kids want to go on play dates, but, you know, COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So she's not going to take them over to somebody else's house. So how do you handle it with kids that are, I don't know, 9, 10, 11, 14, 15, 16, like, you know, kids that are kid ages that want to go hang out with their friends, but it's like a pandemic.
You know, cooties? This is super cooties. So you can get super cooties two different ways. You can get super cooties from playing with another kid. You can get super cooties from sleeping with a girl. So these are two things that you shouldn't do right now.
Right, exactly. Don't have sex and don't go hang out with your friends because super cooties are out right now.
Super cooties, yes.
Okay. When you ask your youngest to stop playing his video game and come down for dinner and he doesn't.
That's happened many times. And I go and I unplug the computer and I take it out of his room.
Oh, okay. So you do some serious consequence parenting.
I've turned off the Wi-Fi.
Wow.
I've unplugged the computer. I'll turn off the whole power in the whole house if you don't listen to me.
You'll be sitting by candlelight.
Right. There is a breaker out in the garage. I will hit that breaker. You will come downstairs. We don't play that game. Not at my house. If I say do something, we do it. I'm not a hard dad, but when it comes to if I ask you to do something, you need to do it.
Right. And are they at the age now where they're saying like, I hate you, or you're not the boss of me, or are they like fighting back, or do they do what you say?
One of them only did that once. The other one never did that. So my oldest did do that, and he wanted to run away, and he hated me, and he was done with us, and he's going to move away. So he probably was 5 or 6. So I packed him a bag. And it was the middle of winter, and I put the bag around his shoulders, and I put him out in the garage, and I opened the garage door, and I put him outside and shut the garage door and left him there.
Oh, my God. So, okay, he wanted to run away. Did he go to his grandparents' house? Did he go to the neighbors?
No, he went ballistic and started screaming 5 seconds later. You want to run away? There, go.
Oh, there's the door. Done. There's the door. Here's a bag. It was nice knowing you.
Right. I mean, it's going to save me money. I can turn the room into a theater room. I can put my band in there. Heck, I want you gone. Goodbye.
I need the room for a drum set.
Right. So don't play that game with me. And they only do that once. So you call their bluff. You throw them out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I remember I gave him his teddy bear, his bag, and threw him outside, and it was like 20 below.
You gave him his teddy bear.
Because I didn't want it, because it was taking up space in my drum room.
Right, it's his teddy. What are you going to do with a teddy bear in a drum room?
Exactly. I want to move. I don't want to be here no more. I don't like you. Fine, go.
Oh, don't forget your teddy bear.
Right. Take everything you can carry.